I approached this story with the belief that people had to be impacted directly. People had to be impacted on a visceral and or emotional level. And when I say people, I mean audiences. And I feel very strongly that this story needs to move out of the realm of statistics and numbers, graphs, even crosses, if you will, as memorializing. And it was important to find some way to humanize the migrant, and in this case, the dead migrant. But it, you know, really rewinding all the way back to the beginning, when I first went out to Arizona and met with Dr. Bruce Parks at the Office of the Pima County Medical Examiner, he was willing to let me show some of the work that they did, but much in the way that he had granted permission to previous journalists. He was going to provide some skulls, some skeletal remains, and that was it. And I said to him, I said, you've been doing this work for 10 years, 8 years, and it hasn't really made a difference. It hasn't really kind of triggered any kind of emotional or, you know, nobody has gotten up and said enough. And I said, I think the part of the reason is that you're not showing the migrants, the dead migrants, as human beings.
Share with our audience something about Marcos Hernandez's story and how it came to your attention.
Marcos Hernandez represents many of the narratives of Mexican and Latin American families. And that's the narrative of having a loved one who has made a decision to cross into the United States and has gone missing. And not simply has gone missing and been found dead, but has gone missing. And the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office keeps a record of not only those who have died, but also they receive calls from migrant families, from families in Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, etc., who have said, a loved one crossed and we have not seen or heard from them again. Do you have any information about them? So it came through the generosity of the forensic side of the Pima County Medical Examiner and Robin Renicki, who works there. And she gave me some of their data, and I started making calls to different families who had loved ones who went missing and asked them if they were willing to share their story. Marcos Hernandez is somebody who has come to the United States in search of his father. His father crossed in order to find a job, in order to send money back for a son who needed a kidney transplant. And his father, Francisco Hernandez, crossed and was never heard from again. And shortly thereafter, his son Marcos came. And although he doesn't come directly to Arizona, he does come to the States and starts a kind of series of calls and inquiries to try to locate his father. And this provides for the film both a narrative as well as an emotional kind of core.
Did you face any resistance in trying to capture the images you wanted to tell your story?
You know, it's quite remarkable that essentially everything that I asked, I was given permission and or access to, from the morgue to the very meticulous and detailed work of the Mexican consulate to ride-alongs with United States Border Patrol and ultimately with Mexican families who I visited, and it was a total of six, four of whom I visited when a casket came home with a loved one.
In your opinion, what are some of the most progressive voices on this issue saying today?
I'm smiling as I start to answer this because Derechos Humanos, an organization there in Tucson, I have a feeling that some do not consider to be progressive. But I think that Kat Rodriguez says it best and most succinctly. People are dying, and that should be enough to change things, but it's not. And so to some extent, I would say to you that the most progressive voices either are not speaking to this issue, or when they are speaking to this issue, are not being heard. I offer a different kind of progressive voice, and that comes from Dr. Bruce Anderson, a forensic anthropologist at the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office, who basically says that Americans are culpable in the deaths of migrants because they do the jobs that Americans won't do.